I'd like to talk to you this evening. I'd like to talk.
Thank you for tuning in
to
the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana. The place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verona. And now, to our General Overseer and Founder, with an anointed sermon already in progress, Bishop Elbert Morgan.
Going on.
I feel like going on.
One more time.
I feel.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we come right now, Lord, asking as the saints are singing the words to this song, which name we know that the devil has been out in our path and blocking our way, but God, we can't give up on you right now, Lord, because we know the race is not given to the swift, but he that endureth to the end. And God, we ask you tonight that you'll have your way in this portion of the service, that you'll bring a word to us, Lord. A word of consolation, a word of deliverance, God, of whatever the need to be here tonight, Lord. We ask you to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on one more time. Let's give him a big hand clap as you take your seats. Again, giving honor to God, who's the head of the church, and to our men of God that's on the platform, to our mothers, and just a whole household of faith. We thank the Lord for another service that God is, we expecting God to move, and I have a high expectations, although the devil's been warring with me here. Didn't want me to preach tonight. But praise God, we want to go ahead and move, if you can have your Bibles. In fact, I was so in a hurry to get here, I ran off and left one. I have a couple back there. I pulled out one there. But we're gonna see what God will do for us tonight. If we would, let's move to the book of Matthew, 24th chapter. We're going to begin reading at the first verse. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? That was a question. Do you see these things? Surely, verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, the question, tell us, when shall these things be? That's the things that we've discussed here in the first and second chapter. And what shall be the sign of thy coming? And also, we need to know the signs of the end of the world. Y'all hear this tonight. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And these folks shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. He goes on to say, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. He goes on to say, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. He goes on to say, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sakes. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another. It's talking about saints, ain't? And shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Going to be cold-hearted, folks. But he that shall endure until the end, what happens to those folks? The same shall be saved. Same shall be saved. Father, again, we come before you again, Jesus, asking, Lord, that you'll give us a word from these scriptures tonight. And God, let it go out and let it not come back void. And we praise you and give you your glory in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, as we look at the situation that Jesus saw back there just before he went back to heaven, we see that we have the same thing here. Those situations that Jesus was speaking of there, especially when he talking about the temple, they say somewhere between the time that he died and went back to heaven that the temple itself was torn down into rubbles. And just as he began to speak to his people that they was going to kill them and they were going to run for their lives. And they did, these things did happen. Because they tell me that even we studied the history of those situations there, that he began to speak in another part of the gospel that in the time that they would be running, he said he prayed that their flight would not be on the Sabbath. How many knows? Because that day it belongs to God. In other words, you might be running for your life. You might not even have time to worship him. That's why it's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord on his day. Can the church say amen? But at any rate, I read the historical part of that. 70 years after that, they had torn that temple down that Jesus was speaking of. Also, they had begun to persecute the saints. They tell me that some of them, they were even took them into arenas and turned lions loose to see if they would, how long they would survive, and people would cheer it when a lion killed some of the saints. But I want to tell you today, saints, that right now this time is we're looking at the time that this history could repeat itself. Can the church say amen? But I'm looking forward because I go into the book of Revelations. And we begin to see about the four horsemen, that the horses that's going to ride, that we see that the word of the man of God, John, the Revelator, had seen in the book of Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, these horses are going to ride across the land, and they are riding right now. I'm going to just share a little bit with you tonight. Is that all right, saints? We'll share it later. But the Bible was saying there was famines in the land. He began to speak that these famines were in the land in those days. And again, it was going to come back in our time.
It's, you can't even turn on a TV without looking over there in the territory where Jesus was. I don't care what you say, but if you look in the if you go in your Bible and look in Genesis, the first chapter and the second chapter, in the Garden of Eden where Adam and Eve was born, and you look at the four rivers, the rivers that ran out of the garden, you'll see that was in Africa. Can the church say amen? And I don't care what you're saying, but that wasn't no, it was our, us was over there. We were over there in that land at the time. If you study your Bible, you can see this was a plan. We look at Tarzan, we used to see that stuff on the thing, king of the jungle, but Jesus was king of the jungle because he was the God that made, he the one made the jungle. And he decided to start, he started civilization there. All right, is this all right? I'll change this up if you don't want to hear this tonight. Look at those rivers that runs out of the garden and trace them. You'll see the Euphrates turns into all of those rivers there. But anyway, when God made man, which was Adam and Eve, he put him in the garden to dress it. And we're trying to tell you, we're going to show you something here, how the enemy will betray us. Adam was told to dress the garden. Told him to, he was in charge of everything. But the enemy is always out trying to break the man, the women of God, or the man of God's. He's trying to tear us down. How many know these forces is always pulling? They're pulling and they're pulling. Do you see the Bible, as we spoke, I believe the last time we preached, how Adam, how God said that he saw Satan fall like lightning. So he kicked him out and he drew 1/3 of the stars from heaven. And when he threw 1/3 of these stars are busy in these last days, saints. That's why we're being persecuted on every plane. If you didn't go through something this week, you need to be on your knees right now. This has been a week for Bishop Marbury this week. But God has a plan for us. That's why he said the race is not given to the swift. See, you know, if you get knocked out of race, it's time to get back and run some more. And that's what God wants you to do tonight. I know some of us that say, I'm just so tired. I just can't go on no further. Yes, it's time you're going to have to get up. You're going to have to get on up and walk that race. You're going to have to get out of the boat like Peter did when Jesus said, come. And the Bible says, come all you that are burdened and heavy laden. And he says, I will give you some rest tonight. I will feel that void that the devil, although you've been beat out tonight, you have joy in the Holy Ghost tonight. Come unto me, he says. Come unto me. Don't come to Bishop Marbury, but come unto me tonight. And that's why the devil come to the saints. Knock us down, and first thing we want to go out and get us a drink. Let the old Bishop Marbury come. I'm going to get me a drink. But the Bible says holiness or hell. Holiness or hell. Which route do you want to go? Which route do you want to go? Do you want to stay holy today? Do you want us to put the light? The Bible says we got to have the Holy Ghost. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise. What? First. Those that are alive shall be caught up to meet him. Them in the air. Who's the them? The angels, Jesus, and the dead in Christ. If you happen to be here, and that left two categories of folks not down here. See, a lot of folks has put you in heaven. They got people going to heaven right now. Carlton Pearson always says, grandmama so-and-so, she's in heaven. But that's not according to my Bible, because the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those with the Holy Ghost are going to rise first. Then us with the Holy Ghost that are alive shall be caught up to meet them in the air. Can the church say amen? But God is, this is where the deception has come in. And that's why we look in Leesville, and we was looking, I think me and Bishop Andrews was talking this two or three nights ago, and he was saying, I was telling him about the churches, about the church that we got down in the Ritter, and I was telling him, man, there's a lot of churches down. He said, yeah. He said, Deacon Bowman counted them. It's 100 and
it's a hundred, about a hundred and some churches there in the black community down there. And that's, he says, it's hard, but how many know there's souls down there? There's still souls out there reaching out for Jesus. And it's not, see, we can't draw nobody, but God can through us. We are ambassadors of Christ, says the man of God. But what we're trying to get out to you tonight, that those horses are riding today. They're riding throughout the land, and they're bringing some things upon us. And we need to know about these things that we can combat these things. And we look on our, we turn on TV every night. According to Jesus there, he began to talk about the famines, and they were there, and they're coming back again. I just break down and cry. I'm a type of person, I just can't stand it. And you turn on, I was just on the TV, and I start weeping. You look over those kids over there in Africa, Sudan, and all those countries where we came from. And they're going through, chewing out the flies and eating up the heads, and they're up in a little piece of rice and in a bowl and trying to eat, and women are bringing them in, half starved to death, just starved, ain't nothing but bones and skin on bones. But you know what? They more upbeat than we are. We up here, we eat so much, we don't know what, you know, food, we got a government to eat food, so he won't let no Americans go hungry. But folks over there, I seen one of the other white ministers got that great work over there on TV, telling you if you could just send him $3, or he could buy, feed some kids for a month. But God thanks, but you know, we look at that stuff and we eat us a T-bone steak or whatever we want and don't lose no sleep over it. But saints, we need to begin to pray for the people that's less fortunate than us. We need to reach in our pocket and pull out one of them $5 bills and put it in an envelope and send it over there to them folks. I believe we should do that. Come again? So you got checkmate? Well, you can't hardly watch that. If you got any kind of compassion that God is in you, you can't hardly do that without seeing that. But I want to tell you something about those things. These are the things that God is putting back up on those people, trying to get their attention, though. But still, God is still looking at us. He's still looking at us because we're going to have to bring that gospel back to them. Do y'all hear what we're saying? I see some of the white men, evangelists and things, and they're going over there and doing a great work. But what about us? What about us, saints? I'm living for the day that I retire at Fort Polk again. Because I'm told Mother Marbury, I'm planning to go to the country and bring this gospel if I can. If the Lord will let me, I want to do that, those things. I want to tell them about this Jesus that they miss, that is coming back to get them. If they're not ready and don't have this Holy Ghost, they can't go back with him. And I'm telling somebody here tonight, if you don't stir up your gifts, that you're going to get left behind too. Because Jesus said, if you be lukewarm, he said he'd rather you be hot or cold. If you hot, he know you on what side you're on. If you cold, he know what side on it. But if you lukewarm, dipping and dabbing, he says, I will spew you out of my mouth. Can the church say amen? It's time for getting in the church for 3 days and out five. Coming in for 3 months, out for a year. He said he was married to the backslider, but he said, if you're lukewarm in this, I've untried you for 15 years and you still can't stand. He said, I will spew you out of my mouth. I will forget I known you. Is God trying to tell someone here tonight? I know you might not like this method of delivery, but it's what I have to give it to where God gives me. I have to give it to where God's giving it to me tonight. But we see where the famines are in the land, plagues. They finding something wrong now that they can't, they look, every time you look around, there's some type of disease up in the land now that they don't have no cure for it, don't know where it none come from, and nothing. But you know what it is from the sins of God's people. It's because the people of sin, and then God is trying to get their attention. Do you hear me tonight? God is trying to get your attention, saints. That he wants you to become to him and really live a holy life. God wants you to receive that Holy Ghost and run for him.
run out and share this word to somebody. Go out and tell those that's out there backslidden, and you would run the clubs with them and did everything that you was thought you was able to do, to tell them you better wake up and you better come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord. That's what God is trying to tell somebody tonight. We go along our business, we see our fellow man, and instead of us bringing them to church, they'll let you bring them to the club. Come on here now. They seduce you instead of you bringing them in. Come on here, saints. You know what? You know I'm telling the truth. Use the Bible says we are the light of the world. But look like they shining a bigger light and you drawn to their light. Come on here, saints. But God has said he's married to a backslider, saints. God is ready to deliver somebody here tonight. God wants to deliver somebody tonight. But you know what you need to do when God's going to do that tonight? I got a feeling that he's going to move here tonight. But this time when you get your love from God, you get be taken back. Don't keep. God said he's married to you, but he does said he also divorced you, saints. And I don't want to be divorced. I just don't know how to. I don't know how to backslide. I know the devil attacks me, but I tell him to get thee behind me, Satan. That's what the Bible tells me. Rebuke him. Rebuke him. Rebuke Satan, saints. It's just that easy. Devil tries to attack me all the time. Heart attacks, I lay hands on him and in the name of Jesus, loose me. And keep turning wrenches. Keep on building the Humvee engine. And act like he ain't there. He might knock me another pain. I said, but that's all right, Satan. I'm healed by his stripes. That's all you got to do to Satan is put the word on him. It's so simple that people cannot understand it. It's just that simple. Put the word on him. That's all you have to do, saints. But your heart got to be right. Your heart's got to be right. You can't do that and then run out there and go out and have some kind of inappropriate sex the next night. The Bible says you can't love two masters. You're going to either hate one and love the other, vice versa. That's the word. Is that right? So that's what we're trying to tell someone tonight. It's time for you to sell out. You know, you get ice cream is good, right, especially when it's hot. But you got to eat it, right? It melts. It'll melt. And that's what God is trying to tell him. He wants you tonight. God is speaking tonight that he wants somebody to come back to him tonight. You might not be one of them that's been out in the streets and drinking bourbon and drinking martinis or whatever, but God said there's some in here that needs to come back to him. God wants to receive you tonight. Some of us is not dedicated to the church, and you know you're not. You need to come up and get rededicated tonight. Some of you are fornicating on the church. You think you're here, but your mind's somewhere else. That's what do they call that? You homonging. Homonging, your mind would rather be somewhere else, but you're not here. But God's telling you to come on back to where you need to be. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Come on with it.
Come to Jesus.
We're going to minister tonight.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
There's one coming. He wants God to do something for him tonight.
Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you right now. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you right now.
Well, praise the Lord. We got Jerry here.
Jerry,
why don't you give it up tonight? You want to give it up tonight? Because that's all it is. The devil wants to destroy you, Jerry. Your parents would love that tonight if you just give it to Jesus tonight.
Yeah, I didn't recognize you. Raise your hands to Jesus. I want you to put in your mind right now that you want to give it to him. God's ministered to you now. I feel the anointing as it's going through. Drink from this fountain right now. Because Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He told that woman at the well when he had asked for a drink of water, and the woman thought he was trying to flirt. But Jesus, I ain't got no flirting on my mind. I want a drink of water. But I'm going to tell you, woman, I'm going to give you a drink later on. And it was talking about the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Satan, loose him. Loose him right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Every spirit, the unclean spirit right now that's not like God, I command it to loose its hold right now.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Call me tonight. I come with you.